much happened on this season of Daytime Divas. Nina got pregnant by Sean. Sean killed Ted. Maxine goes to jail. Oh my gosh, we have so much to talk about coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, everybody.
You hit me.
I'm sorry. I blinded the power.
This is a Daytime Divas finale party. Mine did it really. I don't think mine went right.
Yay!
You guys got stuck?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's kind of...
That hits you.
Well, yes, welcome everybody to our finale party for Daytime Divas Season 1. I'm El Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV.
Hey guys, I am Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram, and Love Shay Butter on Snapchat.
Ooh. Hi everyone, I'm Amy Cassandra. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at AmyCassandra_TV and AmyCassandra.com. And there's a little bit of the little confetti thing on the camera.
So she's awesome. So she's looking like that. No.
Huh? Can we see it?
No, we can't see it. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. I think the camera's participating as well.
Yes. All right. It's a party for everyone. Mm-hmm. All right. And we have two special guests with us, some very familiar faces. We have Fiona Gugelman and when you say it fast, you kind of like
Google.
There we go. And then we have Camille Gaudy. Thank you guys for joining us. Fiona, don't hate me. It's so, I'm like bad with names sometimes, especially like when I have it in my mind one way. Like I called Kirby for like 2 weeks straight. It just wouldn't, it took a while.
I really don't mind.
Thank you ladies for joining us.
Yes.
And talking about this.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
We're excited to be back. Yeah.
Thank you. Let's get into it. This season was a lot going on. I'd say a lot for the first season of a show, for the pilot season. And the build was awesome. Because sometimes, I think we talked about this before, like with the first season of a show, it takes a while to kind of get to a certain place and know where you're going with the show. But you guys did it so well. Aww. And that, like, we were able to keep following and be interested. And I just loved the first season.
You.
Yes, you guys did. You definitely brought it.
Yeah, for sure.
We left it all out there.
Yes.
You know?
Now, I want to know, were there any scenes that got cut or deleted that you guys wish they had put in the show?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Kind of everything.
I think everything that, I mean, you know, shooting is money. So I think it was like, if we don't use that, someone's in trouble. Yeah, so I think they did use everything.
I think there were a couple times where jokes didn't make it.
No. I digress. The very first episode, there was a scene between me and my husband at a restaurant where, you know, when we got the show, we didn't know anything but the pilot. So we didn't really know where our characters were going to go. And I told you guys that I found my character in this second episode. I saw this scene and I was like, oh, shoot, I see Nina this way. And so I had already played this scene out with my husband that didn't work with the way that we wanted her to go. So they took it out.
Okay.
Thank God. Because I was like, that was my only thing. I'm like, oh, that's not going to make any sense. And they said, hey, by the way, I hope you don't get offended, but we took that scene out because I was like, great.
Yeah. So in that case, yeah, it was a good thing that they kind of dropped that one. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I think we kind of saw a little bit of a switch with Nina that we talked about at first. Yeah, it was like, okay, which is, you know, nice, calm, cool, collected one, you know, about her business. And then she turns
especially
find her outside.
With her husband, there was a lot of, like, it was a kind of manipulation game between the two of them.
Yeah.
So you didn't see that in that scene. They were too lovey-dovey, and it just didn't work.
That makes sense. It makes sense that they would have cut that.
I literally thought Andrew was just gay.
Really?
I figured that's what it was. Like, he was gay, you were his beard, like, and you just needed each other to get what you both needed.
Well, that's interesting, but we don't know. I guess it could be second season. Hasn't come out yet. Hey, who was the one who guessed that, Sean? She did.
Amy.
Me.
So excited.
When we were watching it, it was just unbelievable because, I mean... Apparently, I was psychic or something. I don't know.
You called it a long time ago.
But it's crazy how we did find out and how he found out at the end.
I was just like, Nina.
Oh, so
Nina.
Mad at
I'm mad at you. I'm sorry.
I'm such an idiot. Look, you know, I have to say, when I was shooting, I felt a little stifled and I couldn't figure it out. And then when I watched it back, I was like, oh, it's not my fault. I'm like, it's the writers. They wrote it so that I would never, like, every avenue that I turn down, I get hit with a roadblock.
Yeah.
So that wasn't me. It wasn't me and my acting. I'm like, oh, it's the... No, it's yeah. They just made me. Because people are like, you're so stupid, Nina. Erase. No. Delete.
I was saying that to you. At the finale, we're watching it. I'm like, you're such an idiot, Camille.
Delete.
Just, I was like, after you said, okay... it's gone, it's wiped off. I forget certain reason you would have like went to the studio. I forgot something, so I'm gonna take it away. And it was not just once though, with Anna, it was twice. We're just like, why after Anna?
That's
did
what
you
I'm
not?
Saying. I wish they would have had a scene where I went to delete it, but like the computer froze.
Yeah.
So it wasn't my fault. I've created this imaginary world of like, it wasn't my fault. Guys.
Right. Like something stopped
like,
you.
This is what happened.
But I mean, let's be real. If you see someone's laptop in a studio, what your first reaction is to go open it and
then look for a sound file that might, I mean, I don't really
I think
know.
It was up.
What was
I
he
think...
doing on your computer in the first place?
There we go. Sean?
I think Anna left it up and then you went straight to Maxine, so you really didn't think about it.
Was the file labeled
Sean? I think it might have been.
Is that how they found it?
Or it could have said something like, you know, Ted's murder solved or something, yeah.
Or I like, heard it. Remember when I was discovering it for the first time? Maybe I was in such shock that I left with the computer still open and the file there, and I never went back to it.
But my thought process for that was, why didn't the computer just go black? And it's why is it not password protected?
It goes to sleep.
Well, he must have been
He's gonna know the password.
Yeah, he would probably know the password.
No, how did Anna know the password?
And I don't think it was password protected though, because it was open. And sometimes, you know, with me, my MacBook, if it's open and it's in use, it goes black. But I go
but
back
it's
in,
still
it's
in,
still
yeah.
in. Until I, like,
I mean, look,
turn it off.
She's a Pulitzer. Oh, no, she's not.
No. What would Nina's, what would her password be, Sean?
I was a baby daddy.
Baby daddy.
but I thought, okay, this woman is a smart woman. Would she really not have a password on her computer?
Mm-hmm.
No, of course she would. But, you know, Anna probably can figure it out. Maybe Anna did figure it out. Yeah. Maybe it was Iraq. Iraq and back.
Maybe it was a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Moral high ground.
I have a Pulitzer. I hope you.
Moral high ground.
High ground.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Maybe. I don't know. We were just
See, and that gets me thinking a little bit about Nina and Heather. Like, if they weren't on the lunch hour, where would they be?
Oh, Nina would definitely not be on the lunch hour. That's her second, right? I mean,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She would probably want to be, like, working with CNN or MSNBC or...
But she'd have her own show or, you know...
Yeah, her own news show, definitely. Mm-hmm. That would be her.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, Heather does so many amazing things.
She would want to be a singer, a pop star.
For God's sake!
Fashion designer,
blessed by Heather.
Oh, my God.
She's an amazing chef. She's a great mother. I mean, she could be doing everything but algebra. So. Or what was it? Long division?
Long division.
Yeah.
I actually love the dress that you wore, the Blessed by Heather dress, before we found out. You were truly blessed, you know.
That dress.
For real? You would wear that dress? Don't if lie.
A lot of people were like, I want to wear that dress.
Like, wait, what if Pasties would be the question. If someone else
besides
would you have worn that dress?
Yes.
No, but I don't have wear the majority of what Heather wears.
The majority of my
that's not my style, but so there's a lot of people that love it. Like, I my mom was like, I would wear every one of your outfits. She was like, she loves my outfits. It was really cute. And I have a lot of friends that like love it. And so it's, you know, it's just not my style. I want to be in t-shirts.
Well, no, we're talking, wait, are we talking about your character's style? Or are we talking about her clothing line? Because her clothing line was like,
That pukey green,
like Amish looking.
You don't have to take offense. You didn't
modest
design it.
Modest is hottest.
Who says that? Who do you talk to?
Oh, I know. I love
exactly,
it.
Kimmy.
Nobody says that.
Right?
Who says that? No, but Frank Helmers, who is like our costume designer. He is incredible. Like he did such a great job, mm-hmm. and he designed Heather's dress, and then which I thought was gorgeous, and then he also designed all those other fun dresses and had them all made.
Oh shoot, I'm supposed to
so
check in. Oh. I forgot. I'm supposed to check in when Vanessa's ready.
Oh. Anyways, but I just think that Heather's outfits on the show are incredible. Like I as soon as I put them on, I feel like Heather, and I love
they're
them.
Very homemaker house. Yeah.
I love Nina's.
I love both.
I would wear Nina's like every day and twice on Sunday.
I want Kibby. I'm not gonna lie, I want Kibby.
Well, Kibby's I actually love Kibby's too.
I would want Kibby's body and then her clothes.
And the clothes.
The costume designer did a really good job because I feel like the clothes fit everyone's personality.
Oh my gosh, Vanessa's outfits were amazing.
Oh yes.
Awesome.
The jewelry she wore, so pretty. Everything was, every outfit was a statement piece.
Yes.
Hair.
It was.
Hair too.
Yes.
I have a question for Fiona because it was interesting because, you know, you guys are also older than Chloe. So, you know, when she's like, bitch, I'm 24, and you're just like, I hate you. Like, do you like feel like the whole millennial versus, you know, being you're in your 30s. So it's kind of like different in that sense.
Like, how did I feel about her personally in real life?
Everybody loves each other. I'm like, I've seen it. So I'm just like, you know, like, did you like actually kind of feel sometimes just like, dang, like, you're only, like, 24, 25, like, I'm, you know, like, you realize your age, 'cause I do it to her a lot sometimes, so.
I would say the funniest thing was that we would, like, have conversations, and we would tease Chloe, and we'd be like, well, what does this mean? Like, what does low-key mean? And, like, mess with her, and, like, swear to God, like, in the next script, there would be conversations that
I knew what low-key meant.
Well, I don't know.
We
would like mess with her, and then mm-hmm. she'd be. Which, by the way, low key, it makes perfect sense. I was like, oh, they have to. Okay, I get it. But it wasn't explained to me.
Wait,
what it means?
Yes. Maybe I don't. Wait, now I'm confused.
Now you're second guessing. Well, what do you think
low key means?
Just low key. Keep it low key.
No, Stevie would be
like relax.
Like low key.
Like
I'm feeling sick to my stomach. Like she'd be and I was like, what does low key mean?
But
it was
there were several times in the makeup and hair trailer where I definitely there was an age difference when we would be jamming to Janet Jackson and she just would have no idea. I'm like, you actually don't know this song.
Yes,
do you?
We were all singing.
I'm like, you're kidding me.
Which one?
Like, again? Have you heard this?
Oh
yeah.
Has she never seen Poetic Justice?
Huh?
Has she never seen Poetic Justice?
No, I guess not. So I know. Well, when it came to like that kind of stuff, she's like, no clue. She's like, I have no idea. Sorry. And I was like, I can't believe it. Or like Madonna, Crazy for You. Like we would play some stuff and she would just be like, no, I actually, it's not my, like never listen to it.
Which is crazy to me because I know music from when before I was... Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's from
Frank
a few years ago.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, what did she grow up
but
on?
But
like,
do we know music now? Like, I don't. I don't.
I do because I listen to really bad music, too. I listen to, like, everything.
But do you know who the people are?
Some of them, but only if I care. The like, majority of people
Harry,
just don't care about. They're not
Styles.
Good music. Okay, I know
Harry
who Styles he is, but I couldn't name a song, nor would.
Beautiful, One Direction.
That's what makes you beautiful.
I was lost too.
And then there's there's a Lamar something. The only Lamar I know is from
Kendrick. Yeah, but I know The Weeknd.
He's like Lamar.
I don't know. The Weeknd's good. Okay. See, The Weeknd's good music.
Yeah.
I don't
Kendrick
know.
Kendrick Lamar
wouldn't,
Humble.
Wouldn't be able
DNA.
To pick, wouldn't be able to pick out any of those songs. Be like, that's Kendrick Lamar. That's The Weeknd. I have no clue.
You don't know The Weeknd?
No.
Oh.
I know! Look, but I can listen to this stuff on the radio and be like, this is amazing. This is so much fun. Yay.
Yeah. I think because I love to run when I run to pop music. So I tend to listen to like very current music when I exercise. Yeah.
Who,
so,
who exactly?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, okay, wait, you guys.
She's just on a shuffle. She doesn't really know what's going on.
Now she's sweating.
Guys, I'm really getting shuffled. Well, that's how I know The Weeknd.
Whoa, she's just going to say The Weeknd.
No, but Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift.
I mean, everybody knows
I know,
Miley
but
Cyrus.
But I'm saying, like, those the most good. Obvious, okay. Like, and
Fifth
then,
Harmony.
Who?
Wow.
I didn't even.
Okay, I know.
Fifth Harmony.
I know Fifth Harmony.
No, I don't think I do.
My friend just got 3 cuts or 2 cuts on their new album.
No.
Messy.
Oh.
That's Messy good. Is a song of
but
theirs.
But my new crush, music crush, is Hunter Blake. Do you guys see him on The Voice?
No. Mm-mm.
God, he's so good. You guys, he's really thing, good. Yeah. He's like Chris Martin meets Radiohead. Like,
wait, who's and Chris Martin?
Shut up.
Girl.
Are you serious?
We said the same thing.
Coldplay. You have to know Coldplay. Oh my gosh.
Say Coldplay. Don't say Chris Martin.
Chris Martin is the singer. Yeah, you have to give him credit. Oh my God, Chloe. Oh my God, Chloe's. Two Chloe's right. over here in the corner.
I know Coldplay. Okay, I don't.
We know, yeah. They have so many songs.
I have to switch Coldplay, feet.
Like, yeah.
We have to switch feet. Ugh. Yeah, we're in this weird.
We're sitting on our feet. Couch here.
So, I want to know, so like we talked about, going through the season, what kind of shocked you guys the most that like the revelations or things that were revealed throughout the season with your characters or anyone else's character?
So back on topic.
Right.
Okay, what surprised us the
can you,
most?
Wait, can you guys FaceTime?
No.
With Vanessa? No.
Well, she can call in.
She can call in?
Yeah.
Like just a landline? Like a
landline, so we'll just be
like an old school telephone.
Okay.
Old school telephone.
Call in. What's the number?
Hey, James, what's the number?
Yeah,
the number is 424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay.
Yes. Oh. I want to play my hand for you.
No, okay, you know what made me feel old? Nobody knew what Boy Meets World was. That's what
you know, I know Boy Meets World.
No, and somebody and told you, they didn't know the show. So I felt, I'm like, I'm not even old, but I felt old. Right, thank you.
How do you not know Boy Meets World?
Do you know Gotta Kick It Up?
Yeah, you know.
What is this? That's a 15-year anniversary, by the way.
Hey, si se puede.
Si se puede. It means yes, I can.
Yes, you can.
We all can. Yeah. Out of this
but,
world. Would you like to sing a star? Whoa, Sherry Moonbeam's home and a job. Whoa.
You know that one? I know. Cool. I know what you sing.
Right?
I don't know,
that was beautiful,
know
though.
Name.
But no.
Do you guys can start?
She has a really good voice.
No.
You guys both do together.
It's beautiful.
Thanks.
I have a question. Will Heather be able to sing?
And finally finish her song.
You know, the writers really wanted that to happen, and it just didn't end up happening. I actually recorded the entire song.
We wanted to do a
video. There is a full song out there. We want to do a music video for it too. I think it'd be so funny to do like Heather trying
dress
to
dress as a nun. Right.
Yes, like in the woods doing some right. like Madonna, you know, tribute. Like,
oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
With, like smoke and like
oh, no.
crosses and like
in
her
a fountain,
line,
like in
right?
a fountain, like and you just like you're frolicking like mm-hmm. you're a nymph. Yeah. Like I could just like picture it. It'd be awesome. Nymph.
I mean, we have you're to shoot this. Like
a water nymph.
Like yeah, a, I got it.
Jesus impersonator too, like a vision of a like he's not totally clear, but you know, ooh. Is Jesus in there?
Or Jesus yeah. is there, watching.
Who could oops. We get to play what? Jesus?
On FaceTime, no. Sorry.
Ooh. Nico.
Right, I was going to say Nico.
Nico.
I mean, come on, yeah. Right? He is practically Jesus.
Yeah.
Who
I was going to say, is it wrong to say he'd be a hot Jesus? Is that wrong?
No. Hot Jesus, yes.
Maybe Ryan Gosling will do it.
by the way, this is Vanessa texting in.
Yeah. What'd you say?
No. We're just being millennials over here texting during our interview.
They can't. No, just regular. They can't.
Okay. So you said, was I ever mm-hmm. shocked by anything that
oh,
happened?
Yeah, oh, yeah. So, yeah, by any characters. So not just yours, but just as the show went on.
I only
you the
pay
most.
Attention to mine, though.
Did they get to shock you? Say
you
that
know,
again? Wait, can I
wish...
just hear the whole question?
Yeah. So did anything, what shocked you the most throughout the season that you found out with either your character or another character on the show?
Okay. I was shocked that Sean was the killer. Mm. I wasn't expecting
same.
That.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I started to expect it, like, a little, I mean, far into the season, mm-hmm. but I was.
But they faked us out, which is why, like, I sent it away.
I was thinking it was William. Like, that was
I really
I was
thought
thinking
it was
that.
William.
Like,
guys,
it was William.
It's not William.
No.
To save Maxine. Right. Like, I think because we heard the tape and it was like, okay, there was argument, there was a fight. He's been with her since that long, and they were starting to show some type of, you know, rift that happened that night. So I just felt
right.
like William will save the day, and now we can't talk about it anymore.
Edward Sanchez Production says, hi, Fiona.
Hey!
I'm on. Oh, my God. The Skype is driving me crazy.
Hi,
good login. Then they're like, update your browser. I don't know how to do that.
Hey, Vanessa,
sorry.
You're live.
Sorry for no visuals.
You're live. Hi.
What's going on, Vanessa? Hi.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
You can hear my Great Danes in the background because they know that I'm talking to somebody on the phone.
We can hear them a little bit. That's cool.
Nothing goes smoothly, but
but we have
you guys
you're
look great
now.
On your Insta stories.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, ladies. She was watching them.
Yes.
We were having so much fun.
I know. Thank you for joining us, Miss Vanessa Williams, live on the chat with us.
Oh, my gosh.
This is awesome.
This is crazy.
Yes.
I just saw so many things she could say.
I know. I'm trying to keep my composure right now. It's so awesome to talk to you and have you on.
I want to say soulful.
On here with
well,
us.
Fans
yes.
are loving the show. That's the good. That's the most important.
That's yes, really very important. The most important thing. And your character as Maxine, she is amazing and awesome. She's
very
killing it. Yeah,
inspirational.
Very inspirational.
Because we learned a lot. A lot
of things.
About
definitely.
Yeah. Well, just how to not be a pushover. Mm-hmm. How to stand up for yourself and. You know, sometimes you have to be a little sneaky
mm-hmm.
in life. Not bad sneaky.
Right. Not bad
good,
sneaky.
Good, wholesome sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
Can you be good, wholesome sneaky?
Yes, you can.
How?
Maxine showed us.
Yes, she did.
There
how
you
to
go.
Be a strong,
the diva
powerful woman.
Showed
yes.
us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. How to be a diva.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are definitely hoping for a season 2. And we were just asking the ladies about the season and how it went for them. What was something that you enjoyed the most about filming this season of Daytime Divas?
Oh, well, I think number one was the food. You can see by the time I started and by the time I finished, I probably gained like 10 to 15 pounds because that southern Atlanta food just was ridiculous. And our craft service guy kept bringing out like delicious morsels every friggin' day. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that was number one. But in terms of the actual work, you know, when you do an hour you know, single camera film show, you don't really get a chance to see what everybody else is doing mm-hmm. until it's all cut together. And that's kind of the most fun thing, watching other mm-hmm. people's scenes that, you know, you do a table read and you hear it, mm-hmm. but when you actually see what they've done, that's when it gets really fun. And, you know, I was cracking up. Fiona had me rolling with that whole storyline with the paddle and the cross. And
oh, yes.
Oh, my yeah. God.
We are nowhere shaking.
I was dying.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
oh.
Me too.
And then, you know, Camille, I mean, you know, the Nina whole, you know, because, again, I don't get a chance to see their whole storylines unless I'm doing scenes. So I thought everybody was, like, really effective. And everyone, you know, has a different side when they're dealing with Maxine as opposed to when they're mm-hmm. dealing with their other characters. So it's always great to see, you know, everyone's range of acting, which is really impressive. I'm just a fan.
Yay! Yay.
Thank you.
That's a huge compliment.
I was going to say, how does that make you ladies feel? That is an awesome compliment.
Awesome.
I mean, Vanessa's incredible, you guys. I mean, you can hear just from mm-hmm. listening to her. I mean, she's such a kind and giving person. And getting to work with her, we learned so much. And she really is like the ultimate diva because she has so much grace and mm-hmm. love, but she's also very powerful and strong. And I would just watch her in scenes because I was like, she has so much strength and she's doing so little. Like, it was just like she had so much power and she just lived in it. And so anytime she gives you a compliment, you're just like, well, thank you so much because you've done so many amazing things. And it you know it's not bullshit. Like, you
well,
know
also,
yeah.
right. Vanessa, you and I had to go head-to-head a couple of times.
Yeah.
Which was,
yeah.
I mean, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Those scenes.
Yeah.
And I do have to say, one of those scenes, didn't we get one of those scenes pretty last minute? They, like, sprung it on us.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, the first one where it was like, oh gosh, I remember that. We were shooting this scene, and it was in her office when I confronted her, and I said that I know that, I said, what did I say, Will kill Ted or something? Or
Sean.
No, right. I don't think
she
I said Sean killed Ted.
But you knew the secret, yeah.
I knew, yeah. And that scene, I mean, we were like sweating bullets because it was like, oh my gosh, what is that line? Can you say that? Because literally it was last mm-hmm. minute they sprung it on us.
Yeah.
And we were like, all right, let's do this. We
that
can get it done.
Camille, at least once a week. They'd be like, hey, Camille, we have an extra 2 hours, so we're going to try to shoot a 5-page scene that we're giving you right
they would,
now.
They would do
and
it to me
like,
every week.
Her.
I was crying. on days. I was like, you guys, seriously, can you just choose one other person to do this to? Does it always have to be me? And then, of course, with my big scene with Vanessa, I was like, really? You're going to give me the scene with Vanessa? I'm like, come on now.
But it was great, though. It was like the showdown.
It really was.
Yeah. And we had so much fun, didn't we? Like, at the end, we were, like, doing these, like, eyebrow lifts at each other. Like, when you go low, I go lower. We wanted, like, close-ups on the eyebrows, like, going, like, back and forth.
I want to say,
and then I think we had really impressive guest stars, particularly Janet Locke.
That whole episode
was really
amazing,
impressive, and not seen. And she played herself, but she was seamless, and you know, such a great message, and having such a young trans story. I think that was kind of groundbreaking. So it was really nice to be able to, you know, be on a show that actually is doing something that's not your norm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depicts the humanity of what's happening in a real light,
right,
rather than it being, you know, fluff Hollywood. Because a lot of people are trying to fit these stories in because it's the hot topic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think we did it in a really nice way.
It's just very, very topical right now. And we have no idea that all these things were going to happen, that everything with Trump was gonna actually be happening right now. And so I think it's just creepy that it happened that way.
Yeah. For season 2, I legit can't wait to hear what Heather has to say about this.
Oh, everything. Going
oh,
on.
It's gonna be everything.
So that was a tough day. Do you remember that? Oh my God. But the day of the election day, just because everyone was up all night, and then we all came into the next day stunned.
Crying.
I was literally crying in the makeup trailer. Like, I couldn't stop. I was so upset.
It was horrible. Then, I can't believe that. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, and then remember
we had to live through that.
And then I remember telling the producers that day, I'm like, I don't think I can play Heather anymore. It's not fun. Like, because I was so upset.
Yeah.
I got over it, and I was, but, you know, found ways to poke fun. But it was actually one line that didn't make it was the scene with the minister, the hot pastor.
Yeah.
When the entire time we shot that scene, every single time I'd say, oh, I know, the Democrats won, everything's okay. Mm-hmm. And then right before we wrapped the scene, they're like, you know what? Let's just shoot one where you don't say that line, just in case. Thank God we did, because we would have. That entire scene would have been, I was like, yeah, you can marry your dog or something. I don't know what the line was. Mm-hmm. But
you said marry your dog.
Yeah, I did. But I mean, it was like, literally, I just like, it was, yeah. So that was one thing that got cut.
There was a line, I think I tweeted about it, when I look at Heather and I say, oh, she's so manipulative. I love it. So they gave me an alt line, which was, she's such a cunt. I love it.
I thought you improvised that. You improvised that, didn't you?
Maybe I improvised it. And they loved it. But they loved it. They were like, oh my God, that's amazing. And then they were going to use it, but then they realized that they kind of couldn't say the C word on television without bleeping it.
And we had to fight to get Heather to say, did I talk about this with you guys last time? When I had to say she's a trans instead of she's trans.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how we, So luckily we got to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say, Vanessa, you rocked that swimsuit. You all rocked your swimsuits, but Vanessa killed it. And then you did your Spanx. I was just like, yes. Like, I'm super excited to wear Spanx for some reason now. Like, it's my man. Like,
she made it sexy. Like,
sexy.
And that bra?
And yes. Real.
Trying to keep it real. You know?
Yes.
We all wear Spanx.
We do.
We do.
And we shouldn't be ashamed about it. So thank you for that.
I left my Spanx in Atlanta, by the way. I left my Spanx, my personal ones. I was really upset.
You can get some new ones.
I know, but it was my favorite pair.
hair that fits just right, holds everything in just right. So,
you know, I don't like to wear Spanx. It's because I get No, I do, but you know, I'm actually claustrophobic, and they make me claustrophobic, so I'm in trouble.
I can see that. Yeah,
there's something I can't have anything compressing my ribs. It literally makes me. It makes me have a panic attack.
I can understand. I'm that way about turtlenecks. I can't wear turtlenecks because they're on my neck.
Yeah. Same.
I can't do a turtleneck.
I once went to an award show.
I had to get over my.
Thank you. I am wearing a version of a turtleneck only because of the cool sleeves.
But you can do it.
So it's like I have.
If it doesn't bother you, it's like
I can't breathe that much here, but I have extra air on my
shoulders.
It works.
You guys are so funny.
You're so adorable, millennial.
Yay.
I can breathe in the hole in my shoulder.
Okay. I can.
There's something we were talking about last week that we found interesting, where everybody's differences of opinion on the gun control.
Ooh.
We found that so fascinating and interesting just to watch everybody's different perspectives on it. Because Heather's like, yeah, I have a gun. It's pink. Yes.
And I love it. How great.
I love
how
it.
How easy was she? Like, whatever, guys.
Right? Oh, it's a gun.
It's just
a
gun.
It's fine.
Tandy. Okay. What was it?
Tandy.
Listen, Last Man on Earth, they call, you know, Will Forte's character Tandy, so I thought maybe I was mixing it up.
No, it's Tandy, you're right.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think in the show it was really great. It's like we really did hit a lot of great, important topics. And
but we did it in a fun way.
Yeah.
Some. Feel preachy. Some were fun.
The finale, though. That was an intense finale, I'm going to say. Like, our faces are like...
Should we show them?
Oh, okay. You guys want to come see?
Yeah.
So you have to come over
here.
Oh,
we have to take this thing off?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay. We're coming back, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to show you our reaction video.
Can you get back?
So this is a video of us watching the finale last week. It's... This is right before Sean.
Yeah, this
Look
is before Sean.
That was me.
I knew she was going
to
do that.
That was me with Maxine. That was like, I knew she was going to do that.
Shit.
I'm waiting for the Sean
reaction. It's coming.
Oh, I know.
Oh, shit.
I have like the same reaction now.
I just got chills. That should be that I love that one shot right there where they're all three of your
Oh my god, and the headphones come off.
Cut the camera.
See,
cut the camera.
Well, really?
That was our reaction.
Yay! Well, the thing about watching daytime divas here is that we can't be that loud because, you know, we're near the studios and people are taping. So we have to, that's why... We have to cover our mouths, but sometimes, a lot of times.
That day, we actually were able to just, like, there was anybody else watching, so we got to, like, actually go full on with it.
It was
a little
so
bit
much
more,
fun.
Yeah. So much fun.
It was amazing.
I loved watching the honest reactions.
I know.
See,
one, two, I did. Yeah, you were both hands. Like, you had one, and then you were like this. So
We couldn't That's believe true. It. We were just like he found out, like
the way he found out.
That, his face was just heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still. I mean, if we watched it again, I think we would still react the same way.
Yeah.
Because each time you watch, it's just it's a different experience. But how was it for you guys? You know, finding out for sure that it was Sean. What were your reactions?
I think I was pretty shocked. I'm trying to remember if I got that script before the table read or not. Was that the one we got, like, at the table read, or did we get that one ahead of time?
I feel like I knew.
Yeah, because we had to do the flashback for the final scene. Yeah, so I think
everybody knew. Yeah, we did know, right? We knew We knew a couple episodes prior to that.
I was like,
you guys at all, it's all a blur.
It is, to be honest. Like, when I was watching everything back, I was like, that was in the beginning? I could have sworn that was somewhere near the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was actually fun because before every episode, VH1 would send us a bunch of pictures to use for promos. And I was always like, oh, yeah, that's what happened in this episode. Because I genuinely, like, it was, I don't know, it was like we shot it like 8 months before we actually
stopped.
Yeah,
we ended shooting in December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, yeah, right. Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah told us that. Ramona.
Oh, yeah, she did.
What did you guys think of Anna Krause?
You
heard talk about her?
Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
Let's talk about her.
Anna Krause. Oh, Anna. She, like, so many, like, right, you guys said her name so many different times. We were just all confused.
Anna.
Anna. She called her Anna one time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that episode when she's working at the
Buzz,
new office.
Like,
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She was
As an intern,
so...
by the way.
So sneaky, but she played. I mean, she played the character wonderfully because we totally hated her.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Which I don't know, and I don't know completely why Camille, Nina
Trust Nina, her. Thank you.
Yeah. Why? But why? I mean, why would you do that to Maxine?
Well, because, like, here's the thing. I think overall, you have to remember that Nina at the core is a journalist, and a journalist will mm-hmm. do anything to get the story. So I think maybe that got the best of her. That's the mm-hmm. only justification that I can give to why the writers wrote that. Just kidding.
It's the only
justification if you think about it, though. For mm-hmm. me, like, playing her, that drives her. Mm-hmm. The story, you know, if you ever found something in you that drives you to do things, and then you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry that I just, like, trampled on a couple of people to do that. You know what I mean? Like, you're not thinking clearly, because mm-hmm. it's like you're just going for that story. And, yeah. And then I think, you know, part of it also, too, is that she saw what was happening with Sean, and she wanted to get the answer.
Called it,
you know. But, so for her, it's the story. But it's the story she wants.
I do. So I felt like I understood that she wanted to know for Sean, but it was something that was kind of dangerous. Like, you don't really know what you're going to find. And also, if Maxine is kind of telling you, like, you know, back away, back off of it, you know, you don't know what you can uncover. So, kind of, why not back away?
Well, Maxine's gonna be family.
Yeah, that too. Like, the loyalty should outweigh, like, any, you know, passion or hunger you have for your job or your position.
Well, Vanessa, tell me, you've played the head journalist, right? like the Barbara Walters mm-hmm. of the group. Wouldn't you say that you would do things for the story?
Well, I think, you know, Maxine knows her secret, and that's what that's the card that she holds. She knows about the whole, so this is the only way that she can kind of go toe-to-toe with the secret, trying to find out what she can get on Maxine. So it's a power struggle, and that's what makes great drama. Yes. You know, people hiding secrets and then having them in their pocket and using them as bait, and you know, it's like a card game. Yes. And she was the only one, really. I mean, but Anna Krause, she could easily crush, which she did again and again and again in terms of Maxine and Anna. But Nina was the one that, you know, it's a tricky dance because, yes, she's family. She doesn't want to alienate her because she wants her grandchild to be mm-hmm. part of her life. Mm-hmm. But she also wants to make sure that, you know, she stays the boss and has boundaries. And it's, you know, I think the writers did a great job adding all those dimensions that mm-hmm. blurs all the lines.
Yes.
Mm. Now, Vanessa, do you feel like Maxine felt a certain type of way about Nina going after that, feeling like maybe she should fall back on trying to find out what happened with
Sean? Oh, yeah. I think it was evident. And, and, you know, especially with the line, you know, when you go low, I go lower. I mean, that's like, you know, like, don't test me, honey.
Yes.
You know,
several times.
And you don't know what I'm capable of, and you're a novice. I've been playing this game way longer than you. So, you know, again, when there was always a consequence, like with Andrew and the dick pic and all that stuff, it happened immediately. So you can see the power of the connection and how quickly repercussions can happen.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you, Vanessa, because you and Mo have been clashing since the pilot, and now you kind of came to an acceptance of each other, like, for the finale before, you know, you got arrested. So for a prediction-wise season two, are you going to come back for your love chair?
Oh, boy. Of course. I'm sure that's gonna be another battle. So if we do come back for season two, I would love for the writers to explore what the deal is with Maxine and Mo, and was there some kind of history back that we all don't know about that it makes it, you know, doubly irritating? Like, did, you know, were they high school friends? Were they, you know, like, what was the deal that was back in the day that made them enemies, but they still had to tolerate working with each other? And I think that could be really kind of interesting.
I like that.
Yeah. That would be great.
How do we think Maxine is going to handle jail next season? We're going to claim it.
Just like Martha Stewart did.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
She's crazy. She was knitting everybody. She was giving cooking lessons and knitting ponchos. And, you know, she was apparently the model citizen in prison, and obviously came back and came out and, you know, again, picked up her life where she left off and continued to live her life with grace and style, and I think that's certainly how Maxine sees herself.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. You'll start an empire from prison.
From prison. Oh, well, yeah, Maxine.
From behind bars.
Yeah. Maxine could write a book about it.
Building an empire behind bars.
She'll create a show during, like, the rec time.
Welcome.
Right. Oh, my gosh, there will be a show in prison.
I love it.
I can actually be in the left chair from jail. I'm going to, like, let her still be
here. Have her Skyping every day.
Right, Skyping in the show? Wow.
Or maybe Sean does something like evil to me and I get him put in jail and I get you out.
Yeah, I think
that's great. Sounds like something Nina would do.
No? Or Sean, you know, remorseful is going to admit to it.
Yeah, that's our prediction.
Too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz like his moralness
did do it.
Of it.
He did
right,
do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do feel like he will feel guilty about that.
Well, how far along at this point is Nina?
In the pregnancy.
Yeah.
She just doesn't show very well. I don't know. I think she's 3 months.
Okay.
4 months. Okay. How much time really has passed?
I think she was 3 months pregnant by the end. Like, she wasn't,
fully.
She wasn't really starting to show yet.
So, are you all ladies hoping for a girl or a boy? We're already planning everything.
Yeah, we're planning
here. The kid's gonna go to college. Everything.
We're gonna have like a Nina baby shower here.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. And we'll have a name or like a gender party.
Ooh, gender reveal. So
twins.
Yes.
Oh, please no. Try working with twins on a set. It's not gonna be fun. They'll never do twins. I mean, the kids might be twin. Mm-hmm. A twin because
yes.
they
oh,
need
like full
they
house.
Actually mm-hmm. need a twin baby to yeah for one. But no, it'll be one.
Yeah. She's one. Like, no, just one kid.
One. My fear is coming true. Twins, no twins.
My favorite was when Heather's like, it's going to be mixed race.
I know. You're just like, what other race could it be?
It's like Heather is so cute.
She always had those girl. Things. She was like, remember when you talked about like Latina?
Oh, yeah, like.
The pageant thing?
I once lost to a Latina, and I was okay with it.
I was like, huh? I couldn't believe they didn't give me anything to say. I was like, how can you not give me a comeback?
Your lines, your facial reactions were amazing. Like,
that's
you know,
all
like,
I had.
I love, like, that's, you know, it's even in the scenes we did together, you still don't always see what other people do. Mm-hmm. And, like, the best, and they're just like, well, I'm on her own planet. And then their reactions were like, what
the hell? My favorite, Heather... comment like how many blowies have you given?
Oh yeah.
Because I just can't, it just seems so funny. You're just like, you called it a lot of things, but why you gotta call it a blowy?
Well, I remember when I came up with that line too, and I was so upset that we'd already shot the other scene because I was like, oh damn, I wish I had said blowies in that other scene too.
You made it up.
Yeah,
and then. Oh, she improvised, guys. In acting, this is called improvisation.
I improvised that.
Look at her and those skills.
No. Well, Heather and Brad seem to be getting back together.
Brad's sexy.
He is.
I love. I'm out here like, because I don't like Brad, and then Fionn's like,
but he did
sexy.
Something well. Like he stood up for his like he called her Ella for the first time. Like,
yes,
give him props.
That was, yes, oh I was so gosh. Happy about that. Yeah. We all melted in that. We should have had a reaction to that too.
Oh, that was all like, oh.
What
he
Ella
showed
said.
Up.
So, yeah, he
showed
did.
Up, and then what Ella says about
that was just
I got teary eyed too.
Like
yeah.
wanting to make duplicates of his parents mm-hmm. like, or her parents, aww. So beautiful.
Yeah,
she's like, next year I'm gonna win. Though I was like, yeah, Ella, get it.
It was like,
it's good to hope. It's good to dream. It's good to have dreams. I was just like,
how funny were those ladies that played Bobby and Bobby?
Oh, they
were hilarious.
They were hilarious.
Bobby with a Y.
Yeah, they were incredible. Oh my gosh. That was
their daughter was
shit.
Just like insane though.
Yeah, that was crazy.
She's like, I gave $300,000 to Sedanimo, which was like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, you gave away $300,000.
They were like the ultimate stage moms with the ultimate stage kid. Like,
basically.
So
you see that a lot.
For all of you ladies, what were the hours like? You know, it was different because you weren't all there at the same time.
We actually were pretty
like,
much
oh,
there.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, we were always there at the same time, I think.
Yeah.
There were maybe a couple days here and there where we weren't, or we would either have a half day and somebody else continued on. But for the most part, we were in that trailer, at like 5?
5 a.m. We pretty much worked 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Really long hours.
Yeah, it's long.
Now, if you guys had downtime, what did you do?
Sleep, learn lines, maybe exercise.
Pretty much, learn lines. So kind of working.
On the weekends, we'd go bike riding.
we would bike ride.
Vanessa is amazing.
Yeah, but Camille was the queen of finding new ways to sweat and lose weight. She had, like, you had so many cool, like, you found a room that had, like, special lights. Then you had one that was, like, sauna for this. And then it was, always had, like, the best spas in Atlanta.
I did. I found a couple great spots. Mm-hmm. I like that infrared saunas.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, so good. I mean, you just sit in there. I would learn my lines, sweat all the toxins out. It was better than working out. They literally said it's better. It's you burn more calories there than you would 45 minutes on a treadmill. So I said, okay, great. So I'll be in here for a half hour, learn my lines, and I've exercised. Now I can go home, eat, and go to sleep.
Also, an exercise on top of that too. We would meet. We lived in the same building. We got apartments in the same building, and so we would, like, before work, it'd be like 5 a.m, and like Camille and I would be on the treadmill running next to each other, and then be like, okay, let's go, let's get to work, and
we're like how many minutes do you have? I'm like, I really have like 5 minutes. Like, you came down here with 5 minutes. I'm like, I just need to get a little bit of sweat going.
Literally, one time I think she had like 5 minutes to run.
She's like, oh, I'm not in until like 8, and I'm like, oh, I'm in 5 minutes, but I just need to get a little sweat going. Vanessa, wait, one really funny, I'm going to call you out a little bit, Fiona, because I think it's the cutest thing ever. So, Vanessa, I think she asked you, Fiona goes to me one time, she goes, Vanessa, for season 2, I think Vanessa wants us all to live in the same building. And I was like, really? I don't remember her saying that. And she said,
no, Sean told me that.
No, Vanessa, I think Vanessa really wants us to live in the same building, like, all together. I was like, that's interesting. So I remember her asking you in front of me, and I was like, oh, Fiona, I don't. And you're like, no, I don't think that. I don't remember ever saying that.
But Vanessa, I want to live right next door to
you. She wants the whole
I love my building, so if you guys want to move in with my building, I'm totally fine with that.
Fiona's there.
I already have my lease signed. I don't have season 2 yet, but I signed the lease.
Yeah. That brings up an interesting question. What are you guys' predictions that you want for your character, somebody else's character for season 2?
Mm-hmm. I really want Nina to go bad. I want her to go rogue.
Really?
I really do.
She went rogue already.
Right?
No, like, even more? I kind of want, the Pulitzer to go a little bit deeper. Mm. Like, did the guy disappear?
Oh! Yes.
Oh, I know! But, like, or did she do something to really get it? You know what I mean?
Mm. That was a really oh my God moment.
It was.
You know what I mean? So I don't know.
That would be pretty good.
Part of me really just, I mean, I always play goody two-shoe characters on television. Yeah. So I'm like, tug at your heartstrings kind of girl. Everyone always cries, blah, blah, blah. I want to play a character. I want to play a character that really people hate. I mean, they already hate her. People already think Nina's like.
I don't hate you.
We're getting there.
I think you need to work on the choices you make.
Yeah, we're questioning the choices you're doing. Decisions. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, but instead of it being, right now it's like, oh, Nina, she's not very, you know, smart in her choices. Of, you know, instead of that, I want her to be more calculating. Mm-hmm.
Like, dang, yes. I can't believe she did that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you always playing just, like, sweet characters? Right?
Yes, always, 100%. Mm-hmm.
I can see it going that way, though.
She's so good on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Very good.
Like, I'll text her after watching a scene. I'm like, damn, girl. Like, she's so good.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, everybody is amazing on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys all are. I definitely fell in love with the show this season. Do you have any other questions?
Well, I hogged that question. Does anyone else want to answer it? No?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fiona, she's like Vanessa.
The only one. Well, I'm going to bed, guys, so because it's 10:15 in New York.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Sorry my Skype didn't work, but at least I got on the phone.
You got to come in.
Yeah, we were able to talk to you.
Yeah, love you guys. Let's hope we get to season 2 and make everyone make sure that they email VH1 and tweet and all that stuff saying bring Daytime Divas back.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
You heard it here, guys.
Well, thank
you for joining
us, Vanessa.
All right, thanks. Good night.
Thanks, Vanessa. Bye. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we need to come up with a hashtag that people can start using.
Daytime Divas season 2.
Yeah.
There, it's being written down.
Yep. Right. Hashtag. That will be our hashtags on this video when we post it. You guys post that too. Yeah. We'll start the hashtag.
Retweet the video.
Yeah, and put it to VH1 because it's really...
Yeah, make sure you use at VH1's handle in it.
Right now, they're going through decision phases of what they're picking up for their next round. For the next year. Yeah. So we're being looked at right now.
They need more scripted shows. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind the reality stuff on VH1, but like...
It was good. It was a fresh air. Yeah. You know?
Speak
so
that.
There's nothing out there like daytime TV.
Really not. Well, it's actually, not. Did you guys see that now HBO has picked up with Jennifer with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston? They're doing pretty much a version of Daytime Divas, but you know.
Well, listen, they need more shows with two blonde white women. Okay, there's just not enough.
Oh, Heather,
it's a morning. It's about a morning talk show. Mm-hmm. So it's just in the behind the scenes. So it's just interesting that clearly, you know, Star Jones was up on something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of Star Jones, that scene.
Oh, yes.
I almost forgot about
that. I was like, I segued that.
Yes. How funny was that?
That was, you're like, you better watch yourself.
Right?
Just like,
she held her own against the star.
I was just like,
watch yourself. That's what
you do. You can act too.
Right.
I mean. But she's like, I'm not an actor, but I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about because right now, what you're doing. You killing the game.
Yeah. Okay, girl, you take that purse, but you better watch yourself. Right? Girl.
Scary.
She winks at you.
Right?
No, I loved it. She's like, I am a lawyer. Oh. I am an activist. I am a fashion designer. Oh, she added the lawyer at the end. Yeah. Like, and I am a lawyer. Like, it was
a
just like.
Lawyer.
Then you won't object to me taking this back.
That was classic.
That was awesome. Yes, you know. But she got you though at the red carpet.
So annoying.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just so annoying. I was like, really?
And your speech, you was out there alone. You was on the seat, you were on the plank, and they left you by yourself to just drift.
You looked so beautiful in that dress. Oh, the black and white dress with the red lips and your hair. Oh, so pretty.
That red lip was a thing. It was a thing. I did not want to wear the red lips. And they were like, you have to wear the red lips. It was, I mean, I'm just not used to it. I'm not used to a lot of color on my lips.
Oh, okay. It worked, yeah.
It really did.
And it was also funny, like, sometimes when you have an accessory, you want, like, you have the accessory before you have the outfit, and then, like, other outfits don't work. Right. Like, we could definitely all relate. I felt like she was like, this dress didn't work with the purse, and these shoes didn't work, and then blah, blah, and now we're here.
Well, what's so funny is that that's just so opposing to her, you know, who she really is.
Yeah.
She literally, I think, showed up in, like, a burlap sack one time.
Yeah, so it was, like,
just to, like, prove a point. Yeah.
I want
to love Nina's character.
So it's Thursday. Throwback Thursday is a huge thing. I want to throw it.
Thank God it's Thursday.
Back. Woo! I want to throw it back to when you ladies first started acting. What is your first acting-related memory?
Ooh. Mine? Like professionally?
Sure. Yeah. It can be. It doesn't have to be.
The first show I did, I was 4 years old, and it was like a Cabbage Patch Kids show.
And, oh my god!
The pictures are adorable. Oh my god! My little sister steals the show though, because in the photograph she's like 1.5, and we're both doing like I'm doing this, I like, and then she's like doing it too, like copying me, and it's so.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, my little sister is so cute, so beautiful. She's such a sweetie. But yeah, that was mine. It was more like a ballet, but it, I don't know.
Ballet play kind of thing.
Ballet play thing, community theater. But and then my aunt always talks about how when they came out when I was like 7 or 8, we were out on like a little boat and I was in the ocean and I was like, I'm going to be an actress one day. And she's like, okay. And then I became an actor.
You're like, I am. Now what does your aunt say?
Right.
No, she's very proud. But it's funny. She's like, you always wanted to do that.
Trying to think. For me, it was, I don't know. I always knew that this is what I wanted to do, but it was super challenging to navigate that through my family. Mm-hmm. So I think I'd have to say my most favorite throwback was more of like reaction to my dad seeing me on television for the first time.
Yeah.
They had moved out of the country and he came back for a business trip and I was doing this show called Raising Dad on the WB.
Oh.
And
Brie Larson.
Yeah. And Kat Dennings. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I played the best friend. I was pretty much Kimmy Gibbler of like And I remember he started crying. He like saw. He's like, "Oh my gosh! Like you did it!" I'm like, "I did it! I told you I was gonna do it." Yeah. So I think it was challenging for them to like see that this is what I wanted to do, and they didn't know how I was gonna make that happen. Mm-hmm. And so when he saw it for the first time, he was like, "Oh, you actually did it!" I'm like, "Yep,
yeah,
I'm doing it, Daddy.
I'm becoming
it.
I'm
doing it."
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
I love that.
And well, I want the paddle to come back.
Hmm. You want what?
I want the paddle to come back.
The paddle.
Yeah, that like came and went. Where did that go?
I mean, I don't mind. You don't have to do the disc one anymore. You can just keep the paddle.
Well, okay, no.
I,
just saying.
I really want the for them to explore Heather's beliefs on homosexuality, just because that's such a contradiction. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, and then I know we've spoken about having Janet Mock back, and then just to seeing more about her stuff with her son. She has to finish, for God's sake.
She does.
For God's sake, let her finish, for God's sake. I mean, come on, I'm the music video. So those are the things I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see Kivi's now, her working through it now that everybody knows how that's gonna affect her now for season two and how she's gonna navigate Tandy and her mom, and I just want her to come out on the other side. Like she's been through so much.
Mm-hmm. I think once that story came out, can't her mom go to prison for knowing and like allowing that to happen?
She was over 18. So she was legal, so technically her mom is not liable anymore.
It was just, it's just gross.
Yeah. But I'm very hopeful and positive about a season two.
Thank
because you guys, the storyline has so much more to go.
Yes.
So, yes, fingers crossed and prayers up that we get season two.
Awesome.
I
want to
see Portia come back and see Heather and Portia one more time.
Do you know what the funny thing about that is? So Tasha and Fiona, clearly they have two different color makeups. Mm-hmm. And when they went to kiss, it's like the makeup, her makeup was on Tasha. Tasha's makeup was on her. It was like,
I totally forgot about that.
And for me and McKinley, that wouldn't happen because he didn't have any makeup on him. He just had he had powder. But that was so, and I'm also like a lot darker, so it wouldn't show up as much. But with you two, it was
forgot
so
about that.
Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah, they kept having to retouch it.
You'd have to like major retouch.
That's hilarious. Oh, thank you, God. Ladies, for coming back
thank
for our finale
for
party.
Thank
this
you.
Was amazing.
I can't believe it's over.
I know.
For this season.
Hey, let's raise a glass.
Hashtag
two.
Daytime Divas season two.
Daytime Divas season
That's
two.
That's right. VH1. Mwah.
So make sure you guys hashtag tweet and at not Instagram
VH1.
Let me put that down.
You need
so mention at tweet whatever all of that to VH1 hashtag Daytime Diva season 2. We definitely want to see these ladies come back, and we want to come back too.
we keep teasing, we might go to Atlanta. We might plug ourselves.
Yeah,
in there.
If we have a season two, you guys might see us.
Oh, that would be fun.
Right.
You guys can fly out. We can do our hair and makeup.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That would be so fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
It would.
I want to dress Maxine for some reason. Like, I just want to just like her to be like,
oh, yeah, you can be like
me.
A stylist. Like,
good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, they always get yelled at.
Well, ladies, tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
At Fiona Gubelman.
Oh, and at Camille Guadi. That's on Twitter and Instagram.
Same here.
Yep. And you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV.
You guys can find me at Real Shea Jones on Twitter and Instagram, and Love Shea Butter on Snapchat.
And again, thank you guys so much for joining us this season. I can't believe it's over, but hello. I'm going to put this aside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at AmyCassandra_TV and AmyCassandra.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
It's been real.
Bye for now.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.